To Reuters, Lauren Anthony reports.
Israel's ambulance service said the attackers stabbed people near a gas station and a park. Israel police spokesperson Dean Elsdon.
We're talking about four victims to this terror attack. Two of them, an elderly couple, which their death has been declared, unfortunately.
The Islamist group Hamas, which is at war with Israel in Gaza, said in a statement that the attack was a natural response to Israeli attacks on Palestinians. However, it stopped short of claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Residents of Hull banded together on Sunday to help clean up their community after violent anti-immigration protests left the city in tatters. Speaking to the BBC, resident Josh Hamlet said he was disgusted by the riots.
Embarrassed before this morning, disgusted, and wanted to take some action, really, I suppose. Make a positive change, show people that this is Hull, not the crap you saw last night.
A string of anti-immigration riots have erupted across the United Kingdom following the murder of three young girls in northwest England. False information spread on social media claimed that the suspect was a radical Muslim migrant, which triggered the initial protests. Resident Nadine Balmer wants immigrants and minorities to know they are on their side.
I think it was really important to show the people of Springbank, our black and Asian community, that, you know, if people are going to bring 200 people out to Insight here, we're going to bring 20,000 out to Insight Good.
Police have said the suspect was born in Wales, but demonstrations by anti-immigration and anti-Muslim supporters have continued to descend into violence, arson, and looting throughout the past few days. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Jordan's top diplomat made a rare visit to Iran as regional tensions soar. AP correspondent Karen Chow.